June 22nd. Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. The undeviating test. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye mete, it shall be measured to you again. Matthew 7:2. This statement is not a haphazard guess. It is an eternal law of God. Whatever judgment you give, it is measured to you again. There is a difference between retaliation and retribution. Jesus says that the basis of life is retribution. With what measure ye mete, it shall be measured to you again. If you have been shrewd in finding out the defects in others, remember that will be exactly the measure given to you. Life serves back in the coin you pay. This law works from God's throne downwards. Cross-reference Psalm 18:25-26. Romans 2 applies it in a still more definite way and says that the one who criticizes another is guilty of the very same thing. God looks not only at the act, he looks at the possibility. We do not believe the statements of the Bible to begin with. For instance, do we believe this statement, that the things we criticize in others we are guilty of ourselves? The reason we see hypocrisy and fraud and unreality in others is because they are all in our own hearts. The great characteristic of a saint is humility. Yes, all those things and other evils would have been manifested in me, but for the grace of God. Therefore, I have no right to judge. Jesus says, "Judge not, that ye be not judged. If you do judge, it will be measured to you exactly as you have judged." Who of us would dare to stand before God and say, "My God, judge me as I have judged my fellow men"? We have judged our fellow men as sinners. If God should judge us like that, we would be in hell. God judges us through the marvelous atonement of Jesus Christ. That's the end of Oswald's message. We look back at Matthew chapter 7 in the Message version. Don't pick on people, jump on their failures, or criticize their faults, unless, of course, you want the same treatment. That critical spirit has a way of boomeranging. It's easy to see a smudge on your neighbor's face and be oblivious to the ugly sneer on your own. You have the nerve to say, "Let me wash your face for you," when your own face is distorted by contempt? Is this whole traveling roadshow mentality all over again, playing a holier-than-thou part instead of just living your part? Wipe that ugly sneer off your own face, and you might be fit to offer a washcloth to your neighbor. End of quote from Matthew 7 in the Message. Notice that Jesus was not suggesting that we cannot hold each other accountable by reflecting for each other. He was clearly stating that any such reflection must be given in a spirit of extreme humility and the personal admission that we ourselves have our own smudges or downright grimy lives. He's suggesting that when we offer any constructive criticism, if it can even be called that, that any pride, personal pride in us at the time of sharing our concern for a brother negates the comment. We are no better than any other. We are all pilgrims on the journey. We look back at Matthew chapter 6, where Jesus is addressing the crowd. He said, "Unless you do far better than the Pharisees in the matters of right living, you won't know the first thing about entering the kingdom. You're familiar with the command to the ancients, 'Do not murder.' I'm telling you that anyone who is so much as angry with a brother or sister is guilty of murder. Carelessly call a brother idiot, and you just might find yourself hauled into court. Thoughtlessly yell stupid at a sister, and you are on the brink of hellfire. The simple moral fact is that words kill. This is how I want you to conduct yourself in these manners. If you enter your place of worship and about to make an offering, you suddenly remember a grudge a friend has against you, abandon your offering, leave immediately, go to this friend and make things right. Then and only then come back and work things out with God. Leave judgment in the hands of God. Take no part in gossip, backbiting, or criticism. And in a spirit of humility, ask God to consistently help you see those areas in your life that you need to offer up to Him as a living sacrifice.